Hey, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man, and you're listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. It's been a long time, but I am with you still. This is the Black Lex, and let's talk about wizards. Now, when I say wizards, I'm not talking about anybody resembling Harry Potter, somebody holding a magic wand, or anybody that's actually brewing up a stew, putting in toadstools and eyes of Newt. Nobody with green skin. Anybody shooting lightning from their fingers. That's not the type of wizardry I'm talking about. I'm talking about words. Words being used to control people, to control thought, to shepherd the masses. And the idea that people, as naive as we can be, think that we can't be manipulated when it's happening very easily and every day. Here we are in a country that is the most free in the entire world, but we have people that are in high positions of government and influence telling us that we aren't doing enough for the people, that people are suffering, that we're throwing people in cages and at the border, when the reality is something much more nuanced and also not as horrible as it may seem. We have people going on television, actually, and television and movies, Hollywood in general, are controlled by a very biased wing of the political spectrum called the left or liberals. And they are the most vocal, most controlling arm of disinformation in politics that I've ever seen. And if we aren't being ushered closer and closer to a world that looks like Orwell's 1984, I don't know what's going on. Wizards use spells. They cast spells, and those spells have an intended effect. And the spells that they're casting on us at this point is to make us think that we, as the people of America, are racist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic, that we shouldn't say the things that we think, that opinions that other people have are worse than their own. And people don't realize that just this idea that somebody else's opinion should be controlled, somebody's thoughts can be controlled, that there should be such thing as thought crime, which is not a real thing. It's more of an unsaid type of law. The idea that these things should even pop up or exist is absurd and is devilish, and is harmful to the psyche of America. It's harmful to our children for them to be subjected to these spells, telling them that they aren't free. Now, I know this country has a history of hatred, a history of death, dishonor. But this isn't the same country that we lived in all those years ago. A lot of things have changed. Things have advanced. And one of the other things that has changed with this country is that there is a victimhood mentality that is pervasive throughout the liberal left. And it continues to overshadow true justice. People like Jussie Smollett are able to play upon these mischaracterizations of our society. They are able to capitalize on the supposed hatred of those that are opposed to leftist liberal ideals. These people are shutting down any type of dissent by any means necessary. They're making sure that they're the only voice that is heard. And for that to happen, for that type of spell to be cast, for those words to be spoken, will be the inevitable end of our society. People think that it's about global warming. Nah, man. The world is warming. It's getting heated. But it's not about the weather. It's on fire. Trust me. I can tell you that right now. It's definitely on fire, but it has nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, to do with the weather. This world is going to hell. And it's not because people are racist. It's because people have rejected the idea of God. They've rejected life and accepted death. They've taken our freedom and exchanged it for control. They've exchanged it for shackles, the shackles of the media, who force us to believe that the only opinion that matters is the one that is morally correct. And they are the ones that control the morals. They have the moral high ground. This type of self-righteousness will be the end of us all. That's the wizardry I'm talking about. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man Podcast. You can find links to more content on irregularman.com. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, my handle is @manirregular. Talk to you again soon. Peace.